This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has canceled foreign trips as a new Russian offensive in northeast Ukraine intensifies, and he's pulled back troops from the region. Meantime, Russia's defense ministry says they've shot down 10 U.S.-supplied Ukrainian missiles targeting Crimea. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
The attacks come as U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is visiting Kyiv. The ministry says 10 U.S.-supplied Ukrainian missiles were destroyed over the Black Sea Peninsula early Wednesday. A local governor says air defenses shot down several Ukrainian missiles over the Black Sea and near the Belbek Air Base. He says the fragments of downed missiles fell into residential areas but caused no casualties. Blinken, who arrived Tuesday on a two-day visit, sought to rally Ukrainian spirits amid a new Russian offensive, assuring them billions of dollars in American military aid are on the way. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
The administration of U.S. President Joe Biden may be sending more weapons to Israel, the AP's Ben Thomas reports.
Congressional aides tell AP the Biden administration sending a new package of arms and ammunition to Israel, more than $1 billion worth, including tank ammunition, tactical vehicles, and mortar rounds. It would be the first announced arms shipment to Israel since the administration put another on hold earlier this month, consisting of 3,500 bombs. That was paused to keep Israel from using them in its growing offensive in the crowded southern Gaza city of Rafah. The White House has come under criticism from both sides of the political spectrum over its military support for Israel's war against Hamas. Some Democrats have pushed President Biden to limit transfers of offensive weapons to pressure Israel to do more to protect Palestinian civilians. Many Republicans condemn any lessening of military backing to Israel. Ben Thomas, Washington.
This is VOA News. Some world news headlines now. Indonesian rescuers race to find dozens of people still unaccounted for after heavy rains caused flash floods and washed volcanic debris into residential areas over the weekend, sweeping away houses and leaving 67 people dead. Civilians on board Philippine fishing boats sail towards a China-controlled reef off the Southeast Asian country, handing out aid to Filipino fishermen and dropping buoys to assert their rights to the disputed waterway. Switzerland's federal criminal court sentences Gambian former Interior Minister Usman Sonko to 20 years in prison for crimes against humanity. China is considering a plan for local governments nationwide to buy millions of unsold homes, Bloomberg News said Wednesday, after a meeting of leaders of the ruling Communist Party called for efforts to clear mounting housing inventory, Reuters' Gabe Singer reports.
After Communist Party leaders called for efforts to clear mounting housing inventory at a meeting in late April, China's property sector has been in a deep slump for years, hit by a debt crisis among developers. Cash-strapped private developers like Country Garden have halted construction on a large number of new homes that were pre-sold but now cannot be delivered on time. The buyers of these homes, meanwhile, are continuing to pay off their mortgages. Analysts agree there are tens of millions of uncompleted apartments across China. Policy measures since 2022 have failed to turn around the sector, which represents around a fifth of the country's economy.
That was Reuters' Gabe Singer reporting. Doctors said they don't believe the man who received the world's first pig kidney transplant died because of the transplanted organ. Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston has more.
Boston's Massachusetts General Hospital announced 62-year-old Rick Slayman's death a few days ago.
There's so many unknowns.
Dr. Leonardo Riella heads kidney transplants there.
We saw him in clinic on the day that he ended up passing. And so we had evidence of that his blood tests and urine tests showed that the kidney was working well.
Slayman had end-stage renal disease. His kidney transplant came from a pig that had been genetically edited, a procedure that was celebrated as a milestone to offer up more readily available organs to patients.
That was Reuters' Angela Johnston reporting. The Cannes Film Festival in France showed the progress women have made in cinema on its first full day with a Mad Max heroine and a Meryl Streep masterclass. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.